Walter was a dear friend, and we got along fine in court. We became very good friends. I got to know his family well. And, you know, Walter, like you said, there was a lot of antics that people talked about, but he was a good family man. He was a person of deep faith. And I'll tell you, behind closed doors, when you got down there, Walter really cared about people, and he cared about the community. And he did a lot of innovative things, and did a good job on people. He actually demanded things probably that myself I could not do, especially with young Afro-American men. He would demand that they, when they come in, they dress good, come keep their pants up. Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. And he demanded a lot of good character. And as you mentioned, Jed, he sent a lot of them to GED to get a GED. And I heard many, many times people said that started them on a great road. So he'll be missed. I'm actually not surprised that he passed. You know, Walter, we were together, and then he retired mainly because of his health, and then he had a fairly massive stroke after that restricted him. And then I saw he and Gwen not long ago, and he had had a heart attack. So he had a hard way to go, and I was afraid that he wasn't going to make it long.
Yeah, he was. Boy, he had a great upbringing. I mean, we're talking about Morehouse, and I mean he got first class education. Did most of the legal community in our area respect him?
I think they did, and as you said, he was highly intelligent. He was magna cum laude at Morehouse, and I think they did respect him. You know, he had some that didn't like some of his mannerisms or his antics, but all in all, I think they all respected him. I know he was we were all on the second floor, and all the judges up there respected him. And of course, he kind of kept things going a lot of times.
Yeah, he went to...
He actually...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, he was quite a character. I'll tell one thing. I do a PowerPoint presentation on the history of the city court. And part of that, at the end of it, I would tell things about Walter. So I called Judge Williams, and I said, you know, I put on there some of the things that you got in trouble about and antics. And I said, if you want me to, I won't do that. And he said, oh, no, put that on. He said, I love it. And so he didn't mind any of the things. He could handle it well.
You know, and it said that, just reading his bio, he received drug abuse counseling, a certificate from the University of Miami, went to Howard. You know, he paid his dues. And, I'm glad I had a chance to meet him, and boy, it was something new. And you know what? I wish, could you imagine if like Channel 3 or Channel 9 or 12 years ago would have taken advantage of him and put him nationally, and
that was
it
always,
would have been Judge Walter.
But I mean, that was always the rumor that he was going to get one of those judge shows on TV, and he would have been great, I think.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
He would have. I told you. As I mentioned, he's quite a character. I know on one occasion, one of the court officers had a wreck right outside of our parking lot when he pulled out, and a car hit him. And Walter, I was a lawyer then. That was before I was appointed. And I was coming across as a catwalk that you walk across, mm-hmm. and you can look down and see Cherry Street. And Walter had gotten off the bench in his robe and had his gavel. And I wish we'd had the phones then, because Walter was out there in the middle of the road walking around in his robe with his gavel deciding that case right there.
Wow. Hey, Judge, you don't know how much respect we have for you. You've been a great friend to the show. And thank you for the memories of Walter Williams.
Well, I love Walter. Thank you. Bye-bye.